This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2021, doctors and nurses at Kensington Hospital started to see a sharp increase in patients coming in with wounds in advanced stages of infection. Sometimes the patients were in septic shock. Sometimes limbs had to be amputated. It turns out the culprit was a horse tranquilizer called xylazine. Kensington has been the center of Philadelphia's opioid epidemic for decades, and health officials have watched it evolve. 5 years ago, the New York Times called it the heroin capital of the East Coast. A couple of years later, fentanyl had completely replaced heroin. And now, xylazine, or tranq as it's called, is in everything. One of the side effects of tranq is that it causes wounds, raw, oozing wounds that keep getting worse instead of healing, eating away at skin, spreading over large areas. Medical researchers think it's because it constricts veins and reduces the blood pressure the skin requires to heal. So Kensington Hospital and city health officials teamed up to deploy a mobile wound care van last year to try to head off the worst cases. It's parked on Kensington Avenue 5 days a week, 8 to 4, outfitted with an examining room, ointment, bandages, even snacks and spare clothes that come in handy when there's so much seepage from a wound that pants and shirts stick to it and have to be cut off.
If you're not in this, you don't really hear about it otherwise. So
your first day of work was...
The first day, yes. I came to Kensington Hospital and they said, oh, we have a wound van and you're going to be going out on the wound van.
Mary Marquis is a nurse practitioner, one of a rotating crew that treats wounds on the van. She's 57, but looks younger. She has shoulder-length brown hair, a big smile, and a calm but compassionate way of talking to her patients who are usually pretty worried when they come in. She works with Zach Taub, who's 22 and full-time on the van, driving, signing patients in.
When we started this in May, our numbers were slightly slower in the beginning, but once our name got out there, it blew up faster than we thought it ever would, which we're so grateful for. But now people know us out here, and we have some relationships with people out here personally now.
Marquis and Taub let me tag along one day so I could see what xylazine is doing and what the van is doing. And I found that those two things, xylazine and the van, are the yin and yang of Philadelphia's drug problem. Xylazine is like an alien monster that slowly eats its victims alive. But the van, the team that runs it, is this incredibly benign force that's healing more than wounds. So here's my story about that day. Maybe don't listen if you're eating. Let's start with David.
How are you doing, Dave?
I'm good. I'm 56 years young.
I'm a reporter for KYW Radio.
Oh, I didn't do it. And my name's not David.
I'm doing a story about the van, and it would be really helpful if I could record your interaction with the nurse practitioner.
That's fine.
Thanks.
When will I receive my first installment of royalty checks, I believe they're called?
Dave is wearing a hoodie under a jacket, and he's in unusually good spirits for a man in pain.
So what's going on, Dave?
I might have a little abscess going on my left arm. When I move it a certain way, what it does is it feels like the vein's broken in half or something, you know?
Right, it's here. All red here, though. See that?
Yeah.
Dave has some theories about his wounds.
But I think it's the way I slept, because I slept outside without a pillow, so I was using my arm as a pillow. I think that's what it does. It does, you know, you're already cutting off your blood supply. You know, my veins are weird because I can have them protruding out, you know, with a brand new needle, be directly, like micro-centered, you know, bullseye and still not get it all the way, you know. See, this is where you sell them cheap needles that they give us, you know, just to save a few bucks. It's like garbage bags and diapers. You never go cheap on certain things.
See all this redness here?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid the infection is more in your inside, like in the cells. You know what I'm saying?
In the blood itself, you mean?
Yeah. Which isn't good because then, you know, you don't want to, like, go septic. Have you been to the emergency room?
Dave says he's gone as a last resort, but he prefers to handle it himself.
I get a brand new syringe and I'll just assist it to drain, you know?
Yeah, we can't really do that here. I mean, but
sometimes I get lucky and I'll just do it once or twice and it'll just go, you know, and you'll know when you smell it.
To a wound care NP, what Dave is describing... But lancing a wound with a needle is an abomination. But Marquis just goes on cleaning the wound, chatting casually.
Where are you from? What's your hometown?
Florence Township.
You've been down here
County.
A while?
Long enough. I've been out here, I'd say, over 20 years.
Have you ever stopped, like tried to stop using it?
Oh, yeah, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
One of the benefits of the van is that the staff can help patients get into Kensington Hospital's detox or rehab program. Top says dozens of patients since May have entered rehab from the van. Dave is not one of those people. He does take a new pair of pants on the way out. Marquis urges him to follow up. He hasn't been back to the van since.
I almost lost my hand. I relied on this van to get material.
For Jimmy, on the other hand, he's making a return trip.
We haven't seen you in a little while.
It's been a while. I've been trying to... It's not so much take care of it myself, but not deal with it.
Feel free to come back. Please start coming back again.
This is my site. I try not to stick myself there, but I don't know what's going on.
Do you go inject in that site again?
No, not now.
Okay, good. Because it'll never heal, you know?
No,
I know. A lot of times people do,
People do, and, like, I can't say anything because I'm not better than the next person.
I know what you mean.
But at the same time, like, I see my people I talk to, like, injecting in, like, what looks like hamburger meat. And I'm like, oh, like, it's not a vein, dude. See, my thing is, with the way these things are, you don't know what it's like underneath.
Exactly.
It burrows a hole. And, like, these holes are a lot deeper than you might think.
Think of it.
As opposed to what it looks like at the surface.
Jimmy traces his addiction to being prescribed painkillers after shoulder surgery.
That's how so many people, you know, they get sports injuries. Yeah.
That's where it begins.
That's why I always
sports
tell
injury
my
to a work injury to a... Oh, shit, I gotta have it. I was blown away how it grabbed me. I like to say that I have been a party animal in my time, but no drugs ever really taken a hold of me like opiates has. It's different.
Well, and the fentanyl's so much stronger than the heroin, you know?
Right. And it's, I mean, by now... I don't even think we're doing fentanyl anymore. It's just all tranquilizer. It's all this concoction that they've whipped up in their kitchen lab.
Have you ever stopped? Like, tried to stop?
Yes.
Like, how long?
2.5 years.
Oh, see? You did it for 2.5 years. You think you could do it again, or?
Now, yeah. But I'm trying to get back on a subclinic. I just recently got discharged because they are... worried about me not having the Suboxone in my system because they're getting stolen from me because I'm on the street.
So have you not used? You're doing the Suboxone?
I try.
I know.
I try.
Marquis sends Jimmy off with extra gauze and wrapping, and in walks Samantha.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her boyfriend, Zach, follows her aboard a little reluctantly. He has a black eye. He says it's from getting jumped the night before, but he doesn't need treatment. He's just here for Samantha, who does want wound care. She's in her 30s with wavy red hair, and she looks worried as she rolls up her sleeve.
It's the latest one, and it's the worst one.
Okay.
You know, they just seem to be getting worse and worse every time I get another one. I guess it's the trank
that's doing this?
Yeah, they say it's called xylazine. Mm-hmm. That's in the fentanyl. Mm-hmm. That's causing all these, you know, it doesn't matter where you inject, it's just coming out, like.
Right.
Do you have a home?
No. You know, we've been going over to stay in Center City.
You've been out here a while, or?
A year and a half.
Really?
So, yeah.
When did you start using?
I started 3 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, the fentanyl.
What made you start? You don't want to answer.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I was prescribed pain medicine, and I did regular, like, brown dope when I was younger, 18, 19. I went to rehab, spent 10 years off of it, but I was in a car accident, and then just a couple of injuries, and I was on pain medicine. And then once that supply got cut off, I was addicted to them, and then the fentanyl just was easier
just
and cheaper, right?
Yeah. Have you thought about rehab at all?
Or? Oh yeah, my boyfriend and I have been talking about going to detox, but we're hearing like with the xylazine, what they're giving now, like Suboxone and methadone, it doesn't even really work. So we were thinking about maybe just doing like a methadone program on
maybe
our own.
Maybe we could help you to mm-hmm. Kensington Hospital because they have a methadone clinic there and inpatient.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you pray?
Yes. I was raised Catholic, but I kind of like strayed away from the faith. But since being here, I have found religion again, and I mean, definitely now I'm convinced that there not only is good spirits or a good presence, but also an evil presence. And you definitely feel that here, I think, because it like feeds off of negative energy and stuff. So.
I have this rosary bracelet, mm-hmm. The rosary for mm-hmm. being Catholic.
Yeah.
Do you want that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, this was a turn I did not see coming. But given how Marquis is able to casually guide the most serious and awkward conversations with her patients, I'm not surprised that she draws Samantha out.
Sometimes we feel like we're being pushed and pulled, like when we're walking down the street, you can feel like something like pushing you towards something or pulling you back.
Really?
And then whenever we get out away from this area, it's almost like we can breathe better and clearer, like things are clearer.
Wow.
So I do think that, you know, just because of all the despair and all the negative things that happen here, I mean, definitely, if there's evil in the world, it's definitely going to be present here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It'd be a hotbed.
But yet there's so many people trying to do good, you know?
And that's where, like, I think you have this, like, push and pull, like, good, you know, you really feel it here. And that's, I mean, up until, 2 years ago, I would have said, nope, not religious at all, don't believe in any of that, and I've definitely changed my view on that.
It's hard to dismiss the argument that Kensington may be the starkest example in the city of the power of good and evil. The dealers peddling xylazine that opens wounds that won't heal. It's hard to think of a more apt word than evil. But then there's Marquis and Taub and Kensington Hospital and the wound care van, unquestionably good. And there they are, side by side, yin and yang. The eternal struggle. Marquis says Taub sometimes gives her grief about praying with the patients, but she's unapologetic.
We don't want to talk about it, but a lot of times it's going to be prayer or faith or something good that, you know, really it's like they need a miracle or something. And you can see they need something to hold on to, like something stronger than what we can do.
For KYW News Radio, I'm Pat Loeb in Kensington.